O Mother Roger, with his kisses almost stops my breath, I vow. Why does he grip my hand to pieces, and yet he says he loves me too? Tell me, Mother, pray now do, pray now, do. Tell me, Mother, pray now do, what Roger means when he does so. For Nestor I long to know. Nor yet besides he will not let me settle to my wheel and spin, but upon his knee will set me, Mother, when you aren't within. Tell me, Mother, pray now do, pray now do, pray now do. Tell me, Mother, pray now do, pray now do, what Roger means when he does so. For Nestor I long to know. Although I vow he does provoke me, yet he will not once forbear, but most tenderly did stroke me, till he makes me blush, I swear. Tell me, Mother, pray now do, pray now do, pray now do. Tell me, Mother, pray now do, pray now, do, what Roger means when he does so. For Nestor I long to know. Thus whilst he talks of pure affection, Roger on breast he leans. Mother, give me your direction, for I know not what he means. Tell me, Mother, pray now do, pray now do, pray now do. Tell me, Mother, pray now do, pray now, do, what Roger means when he does so. For Nestor I long to know. And what he said concerning wooing, now I clearly have forgot. Yet he fain would have been doing something, but I know not what. Tell me, Mother, pray now do, pray now do, pray now do. Tell me, Mother, pray now do, pray now, do, what Roger means when he does so. For Nestor I long to know. Although I am both coy and fickle, yet he calls me his delight, and my sides he does so tickle, that he makes me laugh outright. Tell me, Mother, pray now do, pray now do, pray now does so. For ne'er stir I long to know. Dear daughter, that you mayn't miscarry, Roger's courage never cool. Till you marry, make him tarry. Pray now take your mother's rule. My dear daughter, pray now then. Maids are too much lighted when they have yielded to young men, for they can flatter, cog and lie, and all their promises deny. But if his love be so entire, when the nuptial bands are tied, you may yield to his desire, being made his lawful bride. If you cannot this obtain, then his company refrain. With your scorn and high disdain, for you should grant him his delight, then, daughter, you are ruined quite. But Roger, he was something near them, in a corner mighty mute, where he chanced to overhear them while they were in this dispute. Notwithstanding what he heard, for a while he ne'er appeared, but at last the case he cleared, and told him that he did suppose they did not think him one of those. Now when her mother found him loyal by his honest fair intent, then there needed no denial. Soon she gave her free consent that her daughter should be wed to his lawful bridal bed. All her fears were fully fled. Then many damsels fair and gay did come to celebrate.